you were talking about the four foundations of mindfulness. I wonder about the fourth foundation. Mm-hmm. And is it as simple as the, say, for example, the with the third foundation, I identify aversion, mm-hmm. and then in the fourth foundation, I identify aversion as a hindrance.
That, you know, especially in terms of the sutta.
Well, in the sutta, it seems to give a whole lot of lists.
Yes, and I think, and that's how do you say, what we've inherited in our tradition. This is where sometimes the research that, say, Bhikkhu Analayo, Bhikkhu Bodhi have been doing, researching the Chinese agamas and finding, okay, because they, some of those discourses they received before things were added to the Pali Canon. And so they're helpful, sort of see, okay. So then there's, because say in the Chinese agamas, and which quite closely parallel the scriptures, then there's like hindrances, Four Noble Truths. And it's going, okay, delighting in non-complication, right.
And then some other list may have been added later.
Yeah. And it's not that they're wrong or bad or anything. It's just, you know, it's something else to be doing, and they're helpful. And some things resonate with others as well. But I think it's helpful to note that you know, there are other approaches, and we don't have to fit ourselves into everything that's there. But but also, when you think in terms of the discourse that the Buddha gave on mindfulness of breathing, then the aspects to do with, say, Dhamma, mind objects, or observations of truth, and it's basically impermanence, dispassion, cessation, ending, ceasing, and relinquishment, letting go. And so those are themes to attend to, just that, you know, that paying attention to impermanence, inconstancy, as Ajahn Jeff translates, it's uncertainty, as Ajahn Chah often would translate it. And those are themes that are helpful for putting things in a different context of I've got to follow it. It's sort of, oh, you start noting, recognizing what it's doing, what its pattern is, what its characteristic is. And then that helps one to step back, that sense of dispassion or disenchantment, kind of a fading away of that kind of compulsion to follow or get caught up in. And that open space for a settling and ceasing.